Asia Bibi's back in the headlines and Pakistan is coming unglued. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Supreme Court judges cleared Bibi of all blasphemy charges in October, and yesterday they were asked to change their mind. But the judges said no, and violence is escalating as a result when FMI's Pakistan director says all signs point to civil war. Ministry leader Bruce Allen isn't surprised.
I don't expect there just to be calm, like a sigh of relief, and people go, oh, wipe their brow, phew. Now life can go back to normal. Well, sadly, in Pakistan, normal means chaos. The name Pakistan, the country's own name, means land of the pure. So this drive for Islamic purity is very strong in the country.
As long as Bibi stays in Pakistan, she's in danger. So please be praying for her and for Christians throughout Pakistan. And in 1942, World War II was in full swing. C.S. Lewis saw the Screwtape Letters published, and the Children's Bible Hour, now Keys for Kids, was born. Over nearly eight decades, the only thing that hasn't changed has been their mission. Executive Director Greg Yoder explains it this way.
We're here to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families. That's what we do at Keys for Kids Ministries. And so we want you to be a part of that, too.
Another thing Keys for Kids does well is resourcing. This time they want to resource relationships through Christ outside the box. Introducing Keys for Kids' first-ever short-term mission trip.
We're partnering with dear friends of ours, Orphan Outreach, and taking a team of about 15 to 20 people. It's a small team. To go to Guatemala coming up on September the 8th. It'll be a week-long trip.
Application deadline is March 1st. I've included the link at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.